Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the after show is on. It is Friday, July the 7th. We did Flush the Format Friday today. And the whole idea was because of this after show, people have kind of been reacting to the after show and saying, hey, we love the after show because it sounds so different. And because it is different. And we're like, well, why is it different? And they said, because it doesn't sound like a radio show.
Right. Sounds different.
It's funny because I remember going off with my buddy Eddie Fight. He and I went to a wrestling show together. And I was kind of like picking his brain on what he likes listening to. Because he drives for a living. You know, he's with FedEx and been there for a number of years and has a great job, but he listens to audio. He loves audio and consuming not only music, but also podcasts and things like that. And he talked about one of his favorite things to listen to was a syndicated radio show. And the reason he loved it, it was because it didn't sound like a radio show.
I got you.
Right.
And so I've heard more of that. And I'm like, well, what does a radio show sound like? Like, to people who don't do it, because I can't tell you. Because I've done this for so long that that's just what we do.
And, you know, I listen to a lot of, I guess I can say, like Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony and stuff like that when I was growing up. And when I was older, not like growing up as a child, I didn't listen
to
those
guys. When I was
seven,
I was listening to Stern.
Yeah, but I listened to a lot of that stuff. So I think that's kind of like my image of radio. And I think that's a completely different type of format itself.
Because but that's that, funny.
Yeah, that show is like completely different than any other show you'd listen to.
So the first radio show I remember really listening to as a kid was Kid Craddock in Dallas. You know, he was doing afternoons, I think, on KEGL, which was the Eagle in Dallas. Do you remember Kid Craddock?
I do remember his name, but mine was Craig O'Neill out of Little Rock. I remember
he did radio?
I think it was B98.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember listening to him. That was a radio station that my parents let me listen to.
Isn't that funny, though? Because I can remember Kid Craddock, but really the show that made me, like, hooked me on wanting to listen to the radio. Because I wasn't a huge, it was weird because I liked music, but I didn't, I don't know, I was at a weird spot with it. But Howard Stern was the one when I was in high school.
Yeah.
He was on that station, 97.1 The Eagle in Dallas, and man, I loved it.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever thought, man, doing radio sounds really cool. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of funny because I grew up with him on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And so I would listen to him and, you know, obviously he could say a lot more than what he could on kind of normal radio. Yeah. But that's what I just grew up on. And that's, you know, that was my image of radio.
Well,
you know?
And I'm completely opposite of you guys. Like my first experience radio that I vividly remember is you.
God, it's weird, isn't it?
And so, because basically, you know, that's when I really, really got into radio, and I was thinking, this guy's really funny. I like listening to him, and he's funny, and it's, you know, silly and all that kind of stuff. And then I guess that's where my love for radio started, is listening to you guys.
Isn't it weird, though? Because, like, to me, I don't know, like, if I loved Howard Stern, like, our show, obviously, the regular show isn't like that.
Yeah.
And most shows, you can't really do the Howard Stern stuff on radio anymore. No. It's kind of just a different time.
Yeah.
But like, what does a radio show sound like? What does the audience want it to sound like? Because what happens with people like me who have done this for a long time, we've gone through a lot of different consultants, like any business, they hire consultants to come in. So the consultants come in and tell you what you're supposed to do, what the audience wants. But what does the audience truly want? Because what we think they want, like, what is it really?
Yeah.
Like, what's important? Is it, you know? And that's where I think it's interesting because, like, who really knows?
I know.
Right. Because there's so many. Think of all the different personalities and what people like and what they don't like. Everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. Some people love the serious news. Some people hate it. Like, I don't want to hear about serious news. I want to escape that because a lot of it's negative. So I want to escape that kind of stuff. So as a lay person listening to the radio, I want to be entertained. I want to laugh. I want to hear about other people's problems. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're the one who's like, I've done radio for a long time now. And I never would have thought I would do it this long.
Mm-hmm.
David's done it for a while.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ish. So for you being the newest one in the room, as somebody, take yourself back to being a listener. Did you even think about things like what we would call in radio a benchmark? Like they were the structured segment. So like, let's say the benchmarks that we would have on our show would be like David does People Are Crazy.
Yeah.
Kelly does Happy Endings.
Mm-hmm.
We do
Country Music News.
Do Country Music News and things like that.
Three things.
But is that something you thought about as a listener or is that something that just came on?
Like I would like birthdays that you've always done. That was something that I was always familiar with.
Yeah, and we'll still do that.
Yeah. She always did it the same way. And it was, you know,
It feels comfortable.
Yeah. And as I listened, you know, I would start getting used to the format of the show, but I guess I didn't realize that.
And you didn't think about it.
No.
And I guess nobody's going to think about it because it's mindless entertainment. Mindless,
yeah, it's listening. Mindless, but I always like looked forward to the celebrity gossip because that was something I just didn't really look up unless I was at a Walmart looking at People magazine or something, you know? Yeah.
So today we flushed the format and we did a little bit of celebrity stuff, but not as much as we typically would. Mm-hmm. So looking back on this show, like flushing the format, good idea or bad idea?
I thought it was a good idea. And I think it was a good experiment for us to go and try. But I could tell that you were stressing
out
the most.
How honest do you want us to be?
No, be honest. Because, I mean, I'll be 100% honest. Like, to me, it does make me uncomfortable. But again, and we said this in the regular show, because I feel like, you know, to me, I have an expectation of what I want to deliver to the audience.
Right.
Yeah.
And I always want to make sure that we're delivering enough of everything and a variety of everything. And that's one of the reasons I like some of the benchmarks, because I hate, like, there's some benchmarks I don't enjoy as much.
Yeah.
But like the entertainment break, the country music news or whatever, I do like that because it's allowing us to go bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. And we're giving you a large variety of what's happening in the world today.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
And let's be honest that today's news, like the stuff that was out there for today, like some days there's better content available nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't great stuff today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was kind of an off day today. And you always get that vibe when you start reading the headlines and you're like, oh, this doesn't really stand out to me.
Even in like the news, like there was, I mean, Trump's going to be going off and he's going to be meeting with Putin.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there's like a family who's like the family, like the mother killed the family. But like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, some of that we don't want to bring up all the time just because like I said, we want people to be able to come and escape from that kind of stuff.
And we want to provide you with a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when like... I think our job as a morning show, of course, is to entertain, to play music, and to inform when it comes time to inform. But at the same point, I think we need to give people, as they're getting ready, like this view of what their day could be. So if you go to work and somebody brings up a subject, hopefully you've heard a little bit about that from us.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you're going to go in and not know what's going on. If we can kind of prep you for your day and you don't even realize we're prepping you for the day, we've done our job.
Or maybe even help you.
That's a good way to explain it.
Like Kelly said, help you escape for a while.
Yeah.
That's probably why I liked the Howard Stern stuff so much, because it was so out there and so ridiculous. You're so focused on that. You just kind of forget about everything else that's going on in your life at that moment. So for that,
it's like a brain break.
Yeah, those couple of minutes you focus on that. Maybe later in the day you think about something they said and you kind of crack up for a second. You just keep going back to it. That's kind of like what I envision radio as.
But like Howard Stern wouldn't stop and do, here's country music news.
Yeah.
And it wasn't formal like that. It was more of an informal type of a deal.
And I would love to go back and listen to those shows now and with the knowledge I have nowadays just to hear like how things were structured. Did it really sound as random as I thought it did back in those days, or was everything still structured out and like I could see it better now? I would love to go back and just listen.
Yeah, because our viewpoint's going to be different because we know.
Exactly.
Okay, so be real honest. You said you wanted to know if I wanted you to be real honest. So be real honest.
Oh, well, like I liked it. I don't want to do it every day. And I liked it, but I don't like it when I can tell that you're not 100% like
into it
and you want like, and I want you at 100% of like relaxed,
because I think Kelly and I can always tell whenever
we can.
You're not
we can tell. Yeah. And so it's like I always want you to, because you're your most fun and relaxed when you're, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
So you could tell, because I thought
yes.
Okay, so I don't know that I was not relaxed. I'm thinking that maybe there was a part of me that was so relaxed. Like, but like having a vision of where we're going, I think is kind of important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just talk through, because I mean, what I like about the after show.
You're really good at the vision though.
And see, like honestly, today was tough for me because I didn't know exactly. And I think because we know each other so well, and we kind of still have a little bit of a vision. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't have it written down, we still kind of know what kind of goes where. But like, let's go through and because the after show is a peek into the show. And basically, we'll use today as if it's a meeting. It's a morning show meeting.
Okay.
Because we've done these. Mm-hmm. And we sit around my desk. But we never open them up and let people listen to it.
Yep.
All right. Let's just go through the show and what we do. So pretty much we start the show. Tell me something that's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you say something, he says something, I say something. Typically, they're kind of quick, kind of random, and bam, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of what we call the first real break of the show.
Yep.
Like, that doesn't feel to me like it's a benchmark.
No. Yeah, I mean, probably not, but...
It's quicker consolidated thoughts.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
right.
6:15, 6:20-ish is kind of a headline-type piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Country music news. You guys enjoy country music news?
Yeah. I do.
And as a listener, you know... I always enjoyed the gossip stuff. Just random little pieces of gossip about the singers I was listening to, you know?
So we did it before. What did we call it before we did country music news?
Gotcha gossip.
Gotcha gossip.
Yeah.
Which is better?
I like country music news.
Me too.
Because it kind of gives you that inside of country. Because I think of all the like the music genres, I feel like country sometimes is not, there's not as many stories out there on country. So, because, I mean, you can go to almost any website and see the Rob Kardashian stuff that's going on right now. But there's not going to be that headline of Miranda Lambert on Cosmopolitan or Garth Brooks gives a guitar to a 90-year-old woman in his concert. I think those kind of insights into what the country music audience is listening to, I think that's kind of cool.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Sim.
All right.
It's kind of weird that we're doing this where people can hear it,
mm-hmm.
right? A little bit.
I think it's cool though. I would have loved to have heard this when I listened to you back in the day. I would have loved to have heard because I had no clue
the logic behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say because kind of our country music news, we do two of those essentially, and there's like six stories that we kind of pick, and they rotate every 2 hours. What if we did country music news and then like gotcha gossip as separate bits? Like, and like, so 1 hour is, let's say it's at 6:30, it's gotcha gossip and it's more national. It's more Kardashian.
Yeah.
And then at 7:30, it's more country music. The top three.
I actually kind of like that idea.
Just to kind of do something different.
Because I think.
But does that mean we need six stories on each? That way it's different every single time.
I don't think so. I think you just hit the headlines.
Yeah.
Because that's what people are looking for anyway.
Top three stories from each.
Because I think the biggest problem we have with country music news, and you kind of told this earlier, those days where the stories are a little bit lighter and you're thinking, oh, none of this is really standing out to me. You don't want to like force issues or force stories onto people that you don't feel like are as strong.
Because we all try to take one. And you always give me the one you don't like. Every time.
It's
so if people think he does the worst story of the bunch, it's because these idiots pick what they want.
Oh, well, you let us pick. You could be the one that says, hey, I want you to do this. Okay. I want you to do this. I'd be fine with that.
That starts on Monday.
I'm fine with that.
I'm giving Kelly the worst story every time.
The longest worst story.
No, not the longest.
With all the details.
No.
Yeah, because Kelly freaks out. Because
y'all know I panic.
Out.
So you think we should do Gotcha Gossip 6:30 and 8:30, Country Music News 7:30, 9:30?
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's something you can listen for on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to try something a little bit different, I guess.
Okay, here's one thing that kind of... Okay, how can I say this? I like having the idea of benchmarks, but I don't know necessarily that... you know, we started the country music news open. Let me go ahead and go to it. And it's kind of a sing-along thing. But does it feel so formal when we do that? Like...
Country music news! K-Fine. Country music news.
It doesn't sound formal to me.
Brandon Baxter in the
morning. Y'all have made it different in my head. Would y'all like to talk about that? You know what? Can I talk about it?
All right, if you want to. Do you want me to play it real quick and you sing what we say?
Okay, so most of
what
the time...
What David came up with?
Oh, it was not
most
me.
Of the time, anytime there's any music on, Brandon likes to make up alternative words. And
I can turn any song
what's
sexual.
Funny,
yes.
What's funny is he's really obnoxiously good at it. But this one's just easy. But yes, I will sing along to this one.
All right.
So one day... He says this, and now every time it comes on, every single day on the radio, this is what I think.
Country music boobs. Country music boobs.
No, it was.
She's already messed it up.
Let me see your boobs is what it is.
So how does it go?
Let me see your boobs. Let me see your boobs. Every time. And then if I have the first story, of course, I'm trying not to laugh right as I start. Because they're so automatically stupid. Smiling right when we go on.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll like mimic the words to each other, and then that just makes us crack up even more.
So you think the intro needs to stay?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds formal.
Well, because that's what I don't want it to sound too formal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone through. People are crazy.
Yep, 6:45 right typically.
You enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I enjoy doing it. It's something different, but I feel like there's a certain pressure on me because it's all on me. Because country music news is all of us. Kind of what's on your mind is all of us. The birthday break is basically all of us. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a different kind of pressure on me to deliver.
You.
Because Kelly does the same thing with her happy endings thing at 8:45. I know we're kind of skipping ahead. So there's a different kind of pressure on me with
because
that.
Because of what? Can I guess what it is?
Go ahead.
You guys are putting pressure on yourself because you think I have an expectation.
It's true. Yeah, it has everything to do with you.
So I make it so stressful. Because I don't mean to, though.
That's why, like, any other work I have to do in here, I don't like it when Brandon's in here. Yeah. And there could be literally, I think the GM could be sitting in the room and I'd be okay.
And sidebar in the middle. This is what happens. If David needs to be in here and do a commercial or some type of voice track, he lets me stay in here. And he makes Brandon leave.
He won't do it.
He'll
with
go,
me
Brandon, either. Get out.
And it's not. I obviously don't have anything against you, and I don't mind doing like.
It's because he makes faces.
Yeah, you start making faces, and you laugh at me, and then you're.
and then he'll make faces at me, and then I'll giggle. And then,
all I do is I'll just give you a look.
You always.
I don't
have
to do much.
You have multiple looks that you do.
I have this thing where I sometimes like stutter my first couple of words, and I don't know what happens. It just like.
And then Brandon does this nose flare, nostril flare thing.
And then as soon as that happens, yeah. And then
you'll go.
Oh, when I'm giggling at him, yes. Like I'm trying not to let him know I'm laughing. Yeah.
I know immediately. I'm just going to start looking down at the floor.
Not to let us know.
I'll just turn around.
Kelly makes it worse because then she'll start laughing at you.
Or I'll turn my head real quick.
Yeah, and then that makes me even worse, and I start screwing up that much worse, that much harder.
But then Brandon always has the question, David, is it going to be funny?
Okay, so you like that bit. Mm-hmm. Kelly Wraith the bit, you like it?
No, I like it because it's really, I mean, there's some really stupid people, and when they get arrested for really stupid things, it's funny to hear that.
I try not to make it just people who get arrested, because I feel like you can kind of, it's almost like, beating a dead horse, you know?
Yeah, it's not just arrested people, but...
Yeah, so I try to mix it up sometimes and do a silly story that's not, like, crime-related. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think whatever is the funniest one that you can find that day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's typically
And if it's typically the crime, so that's fine, whatever mm-hmm. it is. As long... Because, I mean, we don't do a ton of those type of, you know, like the old school, you know, here's our dumb criminals or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goofy story of the day.
So we get to 7:00 and it's kind of whatever the topical is of the day. One of the big mm-hmm. stories, one of the headline stories. 7:15 birthdays, that'll always stay. So you guys said country music news at 7:30 will stay. Mm-hmm. 7:45 is kind of another one of those major topicals, probably the most topical thing of the day or a story that relates to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we'd put a game there, but I always felt like for people... I guess if you always heard a game every morning at the same time, you know,
yeah,
like is that our best content? Mm. You know, there's probably something better, more, I guess, that relates to more people that we can talk about at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
8:00 is kind of another randomish. 8:15, we typically will have an interview around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we need to work on something for either 8 or 8:15 if we're going to have a little benchmark. Because what I'm hearing, it's funny that we talk about it like this. What I'm hearing from you guys is that you enjoy the benchmarks that we do, mm-hmm. yet today we flushed the format. So then what were we really doing?
I don't know.
It's trial and error because we do want to have a good show and we want to entertain people and we want to be the best we can be. So it's just we have to evolve. And so like as time goes on and people change and they want different things, we want to, it's like I said, trial and error.
But like today, we had fun.
Yeah.
Like we enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed the show a lot today, but it was just different than what we typically do. So it's like we stepped out of our comfort zone.
Right, which made us all a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But ultimately, on Monday, will there be a format?
Yep.
Isn't that funny? There'll be a loose format.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like before people are crazy, do you guys think there should be something in front of that? Like it's, hey, so-and-so's happening today or Spider-Man's out today, then people are crazy? Or should it be, let's just do people are crazy?
I think there's nothing wrong with having something in front of that.
I don't think it always has to happen, but if it's something good or something happen, you know, all of a sudden happens and we can talk about it right before, yeah.
I'm getting the vibe when I think about the way, what we call in radio a clock, is structured, that if we're going to go 7:30 is going to be like an entertainment type news, 7:45 is going to be a big topical, relatable. I'm thinking there needs to be something at 8, and I don't know what that is. Because if you think about it, then we'd have 7:45, 8, and 8:15 that are all these kind of wide open, you know, deal. Then we get back to entertainment, then Kelly does happy endings, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So just something to think about there. What else is fun that we could do that, that would be relatable to people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the toughest question you could ever ask anyone in media.
Yeah. Well, and that's the key, is that our job, you know, wherever people think what we do is so simple. And I think anybody who's listened to this for the last, what looks like almost 20 minutes, when you think through what we go through, it's just stuff that we agonize with because we want to be the best we can be.
We analyze a lot.
Because I see other radio shows who do zero prep.
Yep.
And they just walk into a room and they open a microphone and they just start talking about whatever, right? And I don't want to be that because I hear those shows and I think that's not very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, so I think we need to be, you know, like that thing, that variety. And I think when I said that to you guys, it kind of, I saw both of you kind of perk up, that we get people ready for their day with a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we hit you with a little bit of real news, with a little bit of silly, with a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of country.
Just a little bit of
some
everything.
Music.
Here's some music. Here's some topicals.
It's like we're Keith Urban.
It is just like we're Keith Urban.
Just a little bit of everything.
All right. So anything else we should talk about as far as fleshing the format or the show format in general? Anything else you think needs to be brought up?
I do like the fact that, especially during the school year, because this is something I never would have thought of, but as a parent, I love this. There's all different kinds of things we can talk about. And we love to have a family show. We want everybody to be able to listen to this family show, but we also love it when adults can listen and kind of have a break from their kids because we're adults, right?
Yeah, our Howard Stern moment.
Right. And so like,
you know, kind of.
We like to break up the show to where it is G and PG rated up until the kids go to school. And then maybe it might be a little PG, PG 13.
Yeah.
You know, when the adults.
Silly.
Yeah.
Like we don't want to go graphic. We want to go silly.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so just a little bit for everybody. And it's not just, you know, whatever. It's just, it's family oriented, but we actually do think about when your kids are in the car and we actually think about those things. You know,
yeah, and it changes that there's two times a year. There's the time where the kids are up early and going to school and there's summer. Which it completely is a
but
shift.
But we take all of those things into effect. And when I was a listener, I didn't even think about that stuff. Yeah. I didn't think about it. And now, like, I'm like, of course we have to think about that stuff. Mm.
Yeah. So the story, there was a story today that we considered doing about Country Star's first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was, well, when do we do it? And as a natural instinct, Kelly was thinking, well, that has to go after 8. Wait, kids aren't in school. We can really do it whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a really funny story, but I was like, you know, if my daughter or my son was sitting in the car, that might just be a little iffy because they're 13, 14.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to encourage them to just go out and get their first kiss just because of my story or something, you know?
It's funny, though.
Yeah.
So when we hear people say, hey, I love the after show because it doesn't sound like radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back in as radio people and say that we need to have a kind of a format, a loose format. You're shaking your head. Isn't it weird?
It is weird.
Like it's a weird vibe.
We're trying to please everybody though.
So I think ultimately what we need to do is have loose format, ideas, variety. We're a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the after show is the after show.
Right.
It's a different peek. Like today is a complete peek into what we're thinking and how we process a show. Yeah.
I do want to
and
ask,
we're probably helping people who try to do their own show, who don't think they're, you know, when they listen, they're like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because I hear shows that either don't evolve and you're like, golly, you were doing the same thing 20 years ago. Your audience is different now.
Yeah, completely different. Than
and you have to change.
You have to roll with the times.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. And they do the same thing that they've always done because that's what their listeners have come to expect. But the truth is that your listener is sampling so much now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the person that you think is completely loyal to you all the time is probably, you know, invested in, you know, different types of social media and getting their news in different ways and their information in different ways. That all changes.
Yeah.
And I guess that's one of the things I like about us. And one of the things that challenges me about myself is that I will always try to find a way to evolve and overthink it. Mm-hmm. And I think as long as we've been doing the show, you guys have come in and Kelly even commented one day, well, you know, now my whole train of thought's different because you said this when we first started and, but it's like, man, we got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I will always evolve it.
Yeah. And it's like this morning, like if we brought up a topic and this is how I always can tell that he's trying to the gears are grinding up there, because you kind of get that face where you're like, you're thinking about it.
Well,
you don't
say
anything.
Me and you just talk. Me and you just talk, and he just works and listens. Yep. And so I'm like, I don't even know if he heard me. But
I hear
just,
it all.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going through, and I'm processing. Like, what was one of the stories today? The one that I processed. Oh, the wedding registry.
Yeah. The
Because you guys had a debate. There's a story about a wedding registry and what you wish you would have got for the registry. And then we had the idea, what if David comes up with his own registry, like what he would ask for. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about it, I was like, well, how does that play out? You know, because I have to try to hear the segment in my head before I tell you, well, that's what we should do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And when I was hearing what I thought we would do with it, I was kind of like, I don't know that really goes somewhere.
You talked yourself out of it because it just wasn't,
I didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling that we were going to get there in the right spot.
But sometimes that's how we get our good breaks, is talking it out like right before it happens. And then you all of a sudden get that idea. Boom. And you're like, okay, I got it. And then you press that light or that button and then there it goes.
It all just kind of happens.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The whole process is really strange. Now that we talk it out, like, it's really strange.
Well, it's like this morning when we started talking about my awkward wedding encounter. That just came out.
That was my favorite.
That came out of nowhere.
That was my favorite.
But with the format, that can happen too. And that's the thing. I think that I felt today like we were just, and we weren't truly flying blind because we did a ton of prep.
Yeah.
It just wasn't written out for us. And that's what's funny.
That's the difference.
Is it when it's not there in front of you? I can't imagine Diana Davis, who is a friend of mine and a friend of all of ours. Mm. I can't imagine her going on and just like doing the news with that format. Can you imagine that?
No.
You can't do that. You have to have a rhythm and a rhyme for what you're trying to do.
So this is my big question. Did you enjoy what we did today? And is there a potential that you would want to do it even more or something close to it?
I don't think you can judge anything on day one just because it's going to be the most uncomfortable on day one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's so many things that we didn't get to today because we did other stuff.
Right.
That maybe we should have, maybe we could have done more.
I got you.
And I'm saying just more for every, like, God, and I don't even know how I'm trying to say it. And this is like when you really are in a meeting with me. but you know, it felt to me like there was one element missing, and I can't tell you exactly what I would even call the element, but that there was one little piece missing. And I think part of it was, I think we could have done more overall variety show.
I got you.
To get you ready for your day. I don't know that today we got people ready for their day as well. Or we gave them enough celebrity gossip.
Okay. I got you.
Or we gave them that one silly story.
So it was kind of lacking those few elements that kind of make the whole show, that big variety show that you have envisioned, right?
I think we had fun together.
Mm-hmm. I think we had a lot of fun.
You know, and I think we had fun, you know, and I hopefully people who listened to it enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And it was probably a one-time or a rare type thing.
Well, and hopefully people hear that through, like, they can tell that this is genuine. Like, we actually do have fun together.
Oh, yeah. And that's the deal. We do. We enjoy what we do, but we're going to put pressure on ourselves to be better because we want, you know, to be the best that we can be here, and we want the show to grow, and we want the show to be, you know, something that, you know, our company has stations across the state. We want them to be able to take the show and put it out there. And that's one of the things I said to David at one point, as we were talking through it, you had gone to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, so what's your vibe? Cause he's done this and been around my show for a longer time. And the basic deal was, you know, if we're going to be a syndicated show too, you know, you can't just be completely random all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I think it, and I think people do like the rhythm. And I think that even a listener who might not realize they like the rhythm, but you knew what to expect on my old shows. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of comfort with that.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize it's comfort.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like with the birthday break. You look forward to that. Oh, it's 7:15. You know, I need to get in the car so I can listen to that. Or, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen with that kind of birthday thing. Or, you know, I'm really looking forward to the country music news. It just kind of sets up the entire day.
It's funny.
It is funny when you think about it. That, like, human nature is such a...
Why?
It's not
tell them that it's human nature. It's twice this week. I think we've done that.
I've never heard y'all sing that before until twice this week now. No, but it's like human nature is so strange because we are just like creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you kind of switch up that routine and it's just like...
Shake it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor. Oh, shake it off, isn't it? So imagine this. Imagine you're watching the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the news starts off with the crazy story that they typically are like closing the show with.
Yeah.
Like the format's just different. And you're like, wait, why did they do that there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even really think about the format of it, but you have the deer running through the convenience store.
Yeah.
That story's not the lead story. They start with the headline.
That'd be, you know, for 6 o'clock news, I'd be at 6:28, 6:29.
Right. Isn't that funny?
But the big story of the day, you know, whatever that may be, locally or nationally, that's going to be the first story. And then they kind of work their way through.
There's a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the ultimate take from today. Kelly.
I would like to have our format back.
David, the ultimate take from today.
Can I first say it's funny that Kelly says that because she's been like the biggest proponent of doing this?
Yeah, right.
I've been so wishy-washy on this today because I am a little bit more laid back than both of you guys. Wouldn't y'all, like when it comes to...
Yeah, because I think I put the pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit more like, it's going to be okay. Like, we're fine. It's good. And I think that I put more pressure on myself when I see that y'all are a little bit, I don't know, not flustered, but like, I don't know. And so then I get.
Yeah.
David, your take.
Did you just turn my mic off?
No.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from.
What is she even talking about?
I thought you just rolled your eyes at me and turned my mic
off. She's really flustered
right
now.
She's very flustered.
I think it was fun because it was different, but it does kind of throw things off a little bit because...
So let's say we wouldn't have had Corey Jackson, who came in and was on for three different segments.
Yeah.
Like, what would have gone on in those other three segments if he weren't here?
Exactly. Like, what kind of would have been the rhythm of that show? Like, the back end of it.
Right? So, like, isn't that funny? So, I think we're better off with a little bit of a rhythm.
I think so, too.
And it's funny, because, again, Kelly was, and I even sent the text again the second time last night. You guys sure you want to try this?
Mm-hmm. And I was up for it. I mean, I even sent that text. Hey, I'm
I
up
even
for
sent
it.
A picture of a toilet.
She did flush it.
Yeah, that was great. But I even said like, hey, let's try it. Let's give it a shot. See how this goes. And you know, I'm glad we did it.
I love the idea that as we were preparing for the after show, and this is where you can tell the after show is something different. I was like, well, what do we do on the after show? Because we did it on the regular show, and the after show becomes a morning show air check and discussion that people get to listen in on.
So yep. I'll definitely have to go back and listen to this podcast a couple of times.
So anyway, if we helped you learn how to do radio, that's great.
Maybe we've influenced people to get into radio now.
Maybe we did. And maybe people are going to be like, hey, I liked it better when you flushed the format. Or, hey, I like a little bit of a rhythm to my show.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you've heard the thought process and how we kind of handle it more than likely on Monday morning, unless I just don't wake up in time or something, we'll have a full format. A loose format.
How often does that ever happen?
I've never overslept.
That's a lie. You've never overslept ever.
Not one time.
I didn't say you haven't been late. You've never overslept.
I mean, I've slept in to the, but I've never been late to starting the show, ever. I really haven't. You guys know me. I can't do that.
You would freak out.
Even if I feel awful, like, you know, we stayed out. Because, like, there were times I do two or three remotes in a day. The club would be the last thing that we would have to do. And I'd stay out late at the club because people would give you drinks and blah, blah, blah. Somebody would get me home and then...
That's amazing to me. I can't get over that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done that back then at all.
Well, did you do those remotes on Thursdays or?
Oh, yeah. We did a deal at one point when we had, we had a Buzz before the current Buzz, which is on 94.1. We had 95.9 the Buzz. And they did a deal with, golly, I think it was called the Jubilation at that point. Do you remember when the Jube was over there in the Cracker Barrel area? We did Taco Tuesdays. So Taco Tuesday was like they do the taco bar, and it was a Buzz deal, I think. And maybe Kiss went out there too. But like the whole staff would go and like beer was a quarter or something like that or 50 cents.
Oh, man.
And tons of tacos. And we'd all just stay out way too late. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'd get up the next morning and do a show.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah, I remember. I mean,
I'm talking 15 years ago. Remotes I would go to where like we were still recovering during the remote from the night before. But you can't let people know that.
Mm-mm.
Like you can't let a client know that because they expect you to be at your best. So you have to go in there and it's like fake it till you make it.
That's crazy, isn't it?
There is one event I did in my first year in radio, and I wasn't even working at this company, where maybe I was. Maybe it was my first year here. Anyway, a remote for a business that doesn't even exist anymore, that we had a hangover. So bad.
Oh, man.
I had to go and try to get over the hangover in the bathroom during the remote.
Are you serious?
I couldn't handle it.
That's rough.
You know how bad it feels when you have a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're forced to perform and you're forced to deal with people when they come up to you and take pictures with people and deal with the client.
Oh my gosh.
And then you're sick.
That's tough.
So I'm like, I got to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. I don't know how you did that. Mm-mm. That's bad.
And I couldn't do it now. That's what's so funny. And that just happens as you get older. You get smart enough to know when you need to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all been there, like, after a concert on a Thursday where we're like, holy crap, why did we do all that?
Oh, awful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I remember, like, there was a club remote that was a regular club remote back in the day. And, like, dude, it was so wild. It was wide open, and it was wild, and it was crazy, and people loved us, and they would let us have whatever we wanted because it was business. Like, they were doing great business when we were there,
mm-hmm.
and it was huge and all that crap. So they give you tons of whatever, and I always have people, you know, like I had a part-timer who's going to make sure that I got back and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But I remember many times at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in that place having to go and, you know.
Wow. You should write a book.
If you had a book about the wrestling stories and radio stories, it'd be like a New York Times bestseller.
And used everyone's first and last name.
No way. And that's why I would never do it, is because, man, there's so many things that happened that are so, so funny. But, like, it's incriminating on people.
I read a book
and
once.
It's not even like it was a cheating deal, but, like, people have moved on with their lives and they're married now.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, I read a book recently. It was a football book about this guy going through an NFL training camp, and you just give me a look. But the guy was telling, like, the real story of this training camp, and he kept everyone anonymous, so you had no idea what team he played for, who any of these people were. But he told every single story. You could do that.
But it's almost like it could be made up, though.
Yeah, I don't think you could make up the stories you could come up with.
No, like legit. When I think back on the crazy life that I was able, and like the fact that I turned out to be halfway normal, like it's amazing.
That's debatable.
That was my big worry, or my grandparents and my mother's big worry about me getting into wrestling so young. And they had no idea. Like, they legitimately have no idea what goes on, because it's even more wild than they thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or it was back then. It's probably much more neutered now than it was back when I started. But, like, they were worried because they would hear the stories of a wrestler overdosing and all that. And they're like, oh, you're better than that. Don't get yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be able to survive it and not have to, you know, not become a victim of that is pretty crazy. One other thing, because I thought about this when we were talking through the air check of the show. Can you guys tell when I don't like a story that we're doing?
Yep.
Yes, 100% immediately.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can tell in the middle of the story.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How does that affect you?
It makes me mess up.
It kind of like...
And I stutter, and I don't do well.
Makes my confidence go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just some things, like, and we'll talk them out. But it's like you get into it, and you're like, okay, where is this going to head?
Yeah, but then I can usually tell, though, if I'm telling a story that is not... maybe the best, or the thought I had was better than the actual story itself. So then I'll start getting into it, and then I'll try to quickly get out of it. Because that's the last
thing.
That's
the key, is to know when. And that's part of your timing, is knowing, oh gosh, I'm going nowhere. I got
to
get out of
it. And sometimes stuff that happens to you is really funny where you are, or you had to be there, and it really was truly funny. But to try to explain it, when you finally try to explain it over the radio, when you don't have... all you have is your voice, and then all of a sudden that's all you have, and you're really trying to portray what happened, it's a lot tougher than you think.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I can tell. I can tell immediately.
Immediately.
Not immediately.
No, Brandon, it is in this split second.
You can tell when I disengage.
I'm telling you that, and with all the respect, like, I'm immediately.
You want the real deal? This is it.
So do y'all feel it too, though? Like, when the story...
No, yeah, yeah.
So, like... because we have all been there, like, and it doesn't matter what the story is, when you're telling it and you start to realize, oh my gosh,
maybe
this wasn't
my
best choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I get kind of frustrated at myself, like, okay, why did I go about it like this? Why did I even tell this story in the first place?
Right.
And then, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Because and to me, it's like anytime we go soliloquy, where it's like it's too much of anybody talking and the other people aren't involved.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get into that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think all of us at times, especially in the stories about our own lives, because you guys don't know what I'm going to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's a natural, it's a tennis match. It's a volleyball game.
Yeah.
Boom. You know, it's like, bam, let me get it ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play, and then I play.
Yep.
Even in my story, I think I need to be able to give you, and this is something that we'll work on as a crew. I need to be able to say, boom, here's my story. You give me a little feedback. Boom, here's more of my story. Now you give me feedback.
And David, do you know what Brandon's really good at?
What's that?
Setting us up.
What do you mean?
You set us up to embarrass ourselves.
I do not.
You're like,
go
yes.
back and listen to the story of me telling the wedding.
Listen to the
bit.
First break this morning.
What was the first one?
You wearing me out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, about, no, it's about Facebook because you lied to us.
Yeah, you did. Lie. You're still on there.
You're Kelly Perry.
It's not a lie.
Kelly Perry.
Let's, I don't
all the
have
way
time. Most of the time.
Give me your computer. I'll delete it for you.
I am right on now. Facebook more in this room than I ever am during the day.
I don't know if that's a good thing, Kelly. Think about what you just said.
No, I am thinking about
I'm on Facebook all the time during the show.
The rest of the day I'm busy.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm not on it a lot. I'm not on it a lot. But I have to use it for both of my jobs, and I've been trying to figure out how to get around it and delete it. And there's a lot more to it than I thought.
Why does this... Okay.
And I'm trying to make an alter ego.
She's nuts, man. I'm telling you, she's
crazy.
No,
it's still going to be my name, but it's only going to be for my family. Because it's only going to be about them being like people that don't see my kids that are actually care about my kids.
That don't have the text capability?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know my family.
Why does this subject of all the things we could talk about bother you so much?
Because y'all are flat out, y'all don't know. Y'all are just
but this
making
subject
something
bothers
out of,
you like crazy.
Because it really it's a lie. You. Because y'all don't. Because I don't sit there and go, "Oh, I need to go home and delete my Facebook account right now." Like it's not a priority. But I am going to do it this year. But it's not a priority.
Initially, it was going to be on your 40th birthday, and I think that's why
I
we
know.
Just pick
and
at you.
Life happens, and I have three kids and
it's
two
not
jobs.
Like, it's not like we're going after you because we're busy. We're just kidding because you made a massive deal about on your 40th birthday. I'm deleting it. I'm getting rid of it.
Because it does get on my nerves. Like I hate it. Because
you're addicted to it.
No, because I
somewhat.
No, I am not addicted. You're doing
what I
hate.
You're getting mad.
Because you keep repeating yourself.
Why are you getting mad?
Because you're repeating it. You're day-to-day. You told me yesterday.
You look like you're mad.
I quit.
Does she look mad?
I quit.
Yeah, she does get mad. I can tell when Kelly gets mad. And it's typically at me.
Here's what she does.
It is typically at David.
Here's what she does. She doesn't even go with the mad face. She tries to turn on sour sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's what she's doing right now is her mouth.
Yep.
Her mouth is an emoji, and it's aimed down.
Yeah.
She's got the down frown.
She tries to smile.
She's like downtown Kelly Brown. Remember that girl downtown Julie Brown?
I think of something different when I hear that. Because there's an Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
On what?
David always tells us about the Urban Dictionary
meetings. No,
that
no,
one's
no, no.
gross.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. So this is officially, it appears to be the longest after show we've done.
Congrats. Cool. High five.
All right. Woo. Not that we're going for
everybody
time.
Everybody in.
We're not going for time. It's not
one,
a,
two, three.
It's not a time thing.
After show.
All right, we had a lot of other stuff that we could have talked about on the after show, like the whole story on the nipples and how girls are wanting their nipples to be better looking.
Mm, I saw that.
Did you read that story? I'm sure she didn't. She was busy on Facebook. But there's a story on with all the celebrity. And that's in the prep I sent you, but you didn't. You flushed the whole thing. The story is because so many celebrities are bearing their nipples in see-through shirts. That more women are going in for nipple surgeries to try
that's
to make
so
their nipples
stupid.
Look pretty.
I'm sorry, that's stupid.
Because they want to be able to wear a see-through shirt.
That's stupid.
Would you ever go out in a see-through shirt?
No.
But like, you know, Bella Hadid and the Jenners
would
and the Kardashians.
Would you ever
grow a nipple? Well, they already have.
A third one.
Would you ever go out without a bra to purposely show off your nipples?
Nope. Not to purposely show them off, no. And you can ask anybody that knows me, that's a true statement.
Do you wear one at home?
No, not all the time.
Do you?
Right. He just looked at you like with disgust.
We'll be back on Monday with the format. See
yes, no bras.
Hang on. That's a good way to start the week.
Hang on.